Skubik?
Monday morning, a tough morning for you to book gigs?
No.
No, really? What's
no.
the toughest day?
I really don't have one.
They're all bad, right?
No, what you have to do is just get on top of it early. So
wow.
I may try to book 20 people for one day, and then a lot of those people will do the next day or the following day.
Good grief.
So between Brittany and I, and there will be stories that will pop up that
yeah.
we'll try to get for that day. But no, it's numbers game, baby. You get 30 invites out, you get 10 for one show, and then you book the rest the other days.
They're not paying you enough.
Yes, they are.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, they give me a good. I got no complaints.
Okay, good for you, man. What's up?
Hey, a few things I want to talk to you about. First of all, I'm sure you saw the big series that got kicked off in the Free Press yesterday about Asian carp. Is that a big deal to state legislators as we speak?
Not the state legislators, no. I mean, they've dabbled in it, but it's basically seen as basically a federal issue, and those folks have more to say about that, so it's not a front-burner issue at all.
Do you think that will stay that way?
Well, yeah, probably, because there's not much the state can do about it. I mean, short of taking a shotgun and go sitting down at the waterfront and shooting these things when they come in, I'm not sure there's much lawmakers can do about it.
I also saw a piece online about the new corrections director,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was interesting. Talk about a guy with a tough job, and I was talking with Mark Meadows earlier this morning about not only the disproportionate amount of funding that goes to housing of prisoners as opposed to teaching students, but for the fact that there are states like Indiana that can house a prisoner for $8,000-$10,000 less than we do here in the state of Michigan.
Well, plus you also have the specter of our prisoners end up staying behind bars a little bit longer than other folks, and I thought his discussion about restoring good time was interesting. That will be very controversial. You know, at the local jail level, at the county jail level, they use it, and nobody seems to be complaining about the crime rate going up. But that's a sticky wicket. 24% of the state budget into corrections. It's an astronomical number.
And you talk about public safety, but you wonder, can that be done more efficiently? Oakland County Prosecutor Bouchard, when he was running for governor, talked about how he could trim a lot from that, like he's done in Oakland County. You think that will be on the forefront?
Well, I think the state's doing that, and former Governor Granholm closed a number of prisons, which obviously saved some money. But it is a challenge, and it's a thankless job because everything that goes wrong, you get blamed for, and if anything goes right, you get no credit at all. I thought it was interesting that a couple of years ago, lawmakers did shut down to a large extent the program where they were teaching these folks behind bars to get an education so they could get a job, and they cut into that program.
Representative Meadows talked about today he's seeking to amend the statute of limitation on certain crimes. That's in committee. You know anything about that?
Well, this is the one that was prompted by the murder in East Lansing where the statute of limitation, they apparently found the person and the time had run out. They're also working on some stuff in the state Senate on that as well. This, of course, wouldn't impact this particular case, but it would address those in the future.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about a couple pieces in your blog, one from last week. You talk about close but no cooperation, the AARP and the MEA. I know you talked about this story weeks ago. What happened there?
Well, the MEA went to ARP and said, you want to help us on recalls? And ARP said, thanks, but no thanks, which is no real shock because that's kind of an aggressive stance. And there are many Republicans in the American Association of Retired Persons. And so this doesn't mean that they won't cooperate on other issues down the road, but on this one, it was a non-starter. The MEA is trying to go after lawmakers that they don't like, and I doubt they're going to be very successful at it.
You also talked about Betty Ford. We covered that story here. Interesting that many folks had different takes on Betty Ford.
Well, she was a unique individual. You know what? You got to give her credit because in a climate that wasn't as conservative as it is now, but even back then, there were rumblings in the Republican Party that if you even looked like a moderate or somewhat of a liberal on some issues, you were persona non grata. Here was she as First Lady, and prior to that, taking on the Equal Rights Amendment, which was very unpopular with the conservative wing of the Republican Party. She was for abortion rights, which was very unpopular. And she stood up for what she believed in. And in politics, you have to give somebody credit for that.
I wanted to also get your take on, you know, that was a touchy subject. I can remember when Gerald Ford was running to actually be president for a full term. And I can remember, I don't know why this sticks into my mind, but I remember seeing a picket sign that said, you as a voter can create history by voting against Gerald Ford, thus making him the only president who never was elected to office.
Well, of course, I mean, not everybody liked Gerry Ford. The most unpopular thing that he did at the time was the pardoning of Mr. Nixon, which turned out years later to be absolutely the right thing to do. Isn't that ironic in politics, Tony, that decisions made in one context turn out to be something different in another one? I think Mr. Bush is hoping that the Iraqi war will be one of those issues. Barack Obama is going to look at this current thing that he's going through as maybe a turning point in his presidency. In fact, he said he was willing to risk his presidency on it. It's the interesting thing about politics is decisions are made in one context, and then later on you look back and say, you know what, that was probably the right thing to do.
All right, I got some more stuff to talk to you about, but I'm pressed for time. I'll have to save it for later this week. Thanks so much.
Okay, man.